He is holy. You are holy. He is holy. Holy nation, a holy priesthood. A holy priesthood, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. With the spirit of holiness, he has become for us sanctification. He has become for us righteousness. Now a righteousness from God has appeared. A righteousness from God has appeared. He has become for us wisdom. He has become for us righteousness. He has become for us holiness. He is holy, you are holy. He is righteous, you are righteous. And this not of yourself is the gift of God, the gift of God himself. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you, the gift of God, the gift of the Spirit. That you are the temple of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Holy One of Israel, the one who was and is to come, lives in you. And he is sanctified the house of his glory. He has made it holy through his blood. His blood has made you holy. His blood, he has become for you righteousness. He has become for you holiness. Now a righteousness from God has appeared. A righteousness from God has appeared as a gift, sheer gift. That he himself is the lamb. He himself is the offering. He himself is the glory that sits inside of you. Christ in you, the hope and illumination and revelation of glory. And his glory is his goodness, and his goodness is his glory. And the whole earth is going to come into the knowledge of what it's already been saturated with. It's already been filled with the glory, but it says in these days, the whole earth will come into the knowledge of the glory as the waters cover the seas. It will be global, a global revelation of the goodness of Christ. That if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone and the new has already begun. Yes. So you are holy because he is holy. And having given us Jesus, will he not also with him give us every good thing? God's looking for a people like Caleb that want their inheritance. God's looking for a company that have realized that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. And God has opened up all that he is and all that he was and all that he will be. He has opened up his divine nature, his divine essence. And he is looking for believing believers to shape history. He is looking for believing believers who will rise up out of the apathy of the times and be the burning ones. Way the one to walk in their inheritance, that having given us Christ, will he not also with him give us every good thing? He's looking for a company that dare to believe. He's looking for a company that will test him on what he said, that they will say, God, you said, God, release on me. Whoa, the fullness, the maturity of sonship. Because all of creation's groaning and waiting and longing for it to be revealed. All of creation's waiting for you. All of creation's waiting for you. All of creation's waiting for you. And some might say, oh, well, is this the end times? Well, for you it is. For you it is. For you it is. The history makers of the faith were the people that bypassed time. They thought they could shape time. They didn't wait for history. They made history. Yes. I'm in, Lord. I'm in. You don't even have to understand it to walk in it. We walk by faith, not by sight. He doesn't owe us an explanation. We got to embrace mystery as much as we embrace revelation. Because he's infinite. Whoa. He is infinite. He is infinite. Can you understand his omnipresence? Can you understand his omnipotence? Can you understand that he fills everything? He is infinite. He is infinite. And he's looking for people that are willing to live outside of their minds, because your mind cannot contain that. Your mind cannot contain God. Your mind is too small for God. He is beyond us. He is greater than us. It's going to take forever to grow into this. We're going to keep growing forever. There's a new era being birthed on the earth. He's got a plan for earth. He's got a plan for earth. He wants to do something glorious, and he's looking for people that want to partner with heaven, that aren't asleep, they're awake. Arise and shine. He says, wake up, for salvation is at hand. He's looking for a company that will break out of the apathy of this generation, land the spirit of Caleb, and they say, God, I want to see you. God, I want to walk with you. I want to see, I want to do greater works. Jesus is not insecure. Jesus is not insecure. He said, greater works than I do will you do, because I go to the Father. I'm going to give you the Holy Spirit. It's going to be like God's in you. I'm going to give you nations. I want nations for my inheritance, nations to come, kings to come, innovators, business people. I want to see the world fully filled and flooded with heaven. Yes, 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 yes. Whoa, whoa. So the future's calling. Are we going to answer the phone? Are we going to answer the phone to the future? Are we going to answer the phone and say, yeah, to the power of the age to come? To the power of the age to come, to live out of the future, because there's no pattern in the past for where we're going. There is no pattern, no eye has seen, no ear has heard. It has not entered into the hearts of the people what God has prepared for those who believe, but now he is revealing it by his Spirit, and he's starting to speak of heavenly things, and he's starting to blur the boundaries and pull back the curtain and show us his reality, and he's starting to release the saints made perfect, and he's forming a convergence of the ecclesia of heaven and the ecclesia of earth, because there's only one body, there's only one church, there's only one faith, there's only one Lord. Lord, and his desire is that it would be on earth just like heaven. His desire is that heaven would be so planted on the earth we wouldn't even be able to tell the difference. There is now no separation. When he died, he ripped the curtain so we could access the Father, and then he resurrected people from tombs, and he said, there's a resurrection, there's life. Even these people in these tombs are coming forth. Whoa. And they walked into Jerusalem. It's mind-boggling what Jesus did. He so ripped the veil that suddenly people were walking into Jerusalem that had broken out of tombs. He is breaking something out of tombs in our generation. We're not of the tomb anymore. We're of the womb. And out of the womb of the morning will come your youth like dew. No one can comprehend the scope or awesomeness and wonder of God, what God is going to do in these days. There is not a pattern or a template. There are little hints in history, but he is going to do exceedingly, abundantly, above and beyond what we dare to think, according to the power at work in us. Way, radical transformation, radical transformation. This is the gospel. The gospel isn't just a rescue package. The gospel is let it be on earth, just like heaven. He's paid the debt in full. So what are we waiting for? What are we waiting for? We've got to stir up faith. We've got to stir up desire and focus. Set your mind on things above where Christ sits. Set them above. He's looking for a heavenly bride that so live out of heaven. Whoa. People want to be the foolish. I've talked about this many times, but people want to be one of the virgins, 10 virgins that were sleeping. I don't want to be one of the 10 virgins who were sleeping. Some have got oil, some haven't. I want to be the guy that comes out of the presence of God and says, he's coming. It's hidden there, the Enoch company, the people that are going to walk like Enoch, seventh from Adam, a fulfillment time, that are going to be clothed in the spirit of might, the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of revelation, the spirit of the fear of the Lord. A governmental people that are going to govern and disciple nations. Well, clothed in him. Hi. Clothed in Christ, who was and is to come. He's looking for a company of ecclesia, the government of God, that want to work with him, and they know the Father's business. He said, you're not servants anymore. I call you friends. Friends know my business. Friends know my Father's business. You're my family. It's time for a generation that get on the family plan, that start doing the business of the Father, that are doing what the Father's doing, not man-made projects. Because I tell you what, in 2 decades, if we don't change, Britain will be Islamic. There will be more people going to mosques in 2 decades. than in church. Time's up. Time's up. Time's up. Time's up. Time's up. There has to be a radicalness in us now. If not for you, do it for your children. Do it for your children's children. There has to be a spirit of burning that awakens us to pursue his face at night, where we shake off competition. We shake off religion. We shake off pointing the finger. And we lift our head into the clouds and say, Lord, teach me your ways. We haven't known his ways. His ways are not our ways, and his thoughts are not our thoughts. I want to know God's ways. I want to know what the Father's doing. I want to be where he is. I want to ride on the clouds like Isaiah saw. Who are these that ride on the clouds and are like doves? He's looking for a dove company. A dove was a symbol of a mature son. When the dove came on, Jesus said, this is my mature hoyos son. This is my beloved mature son. And the clue was this. He said to John, when you see the dove come down on the one that it remains. That's the one, the Messiah. He's looking for a company that live in the Spirit, move in the Spirit. The Spirit is an optional extra to make a meeting nice. They breathe in him. They move in him. They are compelled by him. They are overmastered by Christ's love. They're pressed in on every side and left no choice. They are love slaves, because we've all got a choice right now. I hear people say on Facebook all the time, it was for freedom that Christ has set us free. That's so good. But I tell you what, the hero of the faith traded in that freedom, because they understood a higher truth, that they'd been given a freedom. They were free. Now they had the most powerful gift they could give. Pierce my ear, O Lord, my God. You set me free, but pierce it. I want to be your slave. I want to be a love slave. All the apostles knew this. They said they were bond slaves, slaves of Jesus, you know? Even Jesus' brother said he was a slave. John, Peter, Paul, as Paul matured, he went from saying, I'm not the least of all the apostles, to saying, I'm just a slave, I'm nobody. Because they wanted to be possessed and owned by someone else. You don't have to do that. No one will force you to be radical. If you live in the freedom of the gospel for the rest of your life, you're eating of the fruit of what he's done on the cross. And he is glorified in your freedom. He is glorified in your joy. He is glorified. But what about a company that say, I want to go beyond just being free, being saved, living how I want. I want to do it Father's way. I want Father to possess me. I want to know his thoughts. I want to see what he's doing. I want him to take the night watch. I'm fed up of wasting my sleep. I don't want to sleep like I used to sleep. I want to be in the Spirit with God. I want to move in the Spirit. I want to know what he's doing. Ignorance is not bliss. Ignorance is not bliss. And there's a spirit of awakening coming, and we're pulling off the veil. There's a generation that are coming out, emerging, arising, shining, coming out, an emergence. Whoa, we ain't seen nothing yet. We ain't seen nothing yet. We ain't seen nothing yet. There's the biggest things going on in the Spirit right now. Crazy things are happening. People are having encounters with the cloud of witnesses. People are appearing in multiple locations at the same time. People are vanishing, physically vanishing. People are living for hundreds and hundreds of years. There's crazy stuff going on. There's this world which you've been birthed into. Kainos, a brand new creation. The old has gone and the new has already begun. One translation says you're not even human anymore. You're not even human anymore. Paul said, if you're arguing, you're still acting like humans. You're still acting like someone who's died. You're still acting like something that was in the past. Death is not our savior. Jesus is our savior. And we're not waiting to die for heaven to open. He himself is the door. He himself is the way. And he has opened it up so we can walk with angels face to face. So we can host them awares. So we can be not those that are unaware. Who wants to be unaware when you can be aware? And he is pulling it back, and he is blurring the boundaries between heaven and earth. That's why diamonds are coming. We've had gold just in the house this week. It's just a symbol, a sign that heaven's leaking onto earth. There's an invasion. There's an invasion. So what are we going to do about it? I want to be a part of it. I want to be awake. I don't want to be asleep. I don't want to waste my life. I've only got one lifetime, one opportunity. I want to live burning. Burning, I want to live burning for Jesus, because he's ravished and won the territory of my heart. The cross has won the fields. Whoa. I want to be where he is and see what he's doing. And that was Jesus' prayer. He said, I want them to be where I am and to see my glory. Well, who's going to cash that in? Jesus said, whoever eats my body and drinks my blood will not perish, will not die. Who's going to cash that in? What I mean by that is who will have the spirit of Abraham by faith inherited promises? Who's going to have the same spirit as Abraham and pull promise onto the earth so it manifests in your life? Whoa. Yes. So great grace is upon us. It's a gift. We're not striving into the future. We're receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. It says, look up, for heaven's coming, which means it's constantly bleeding into earth. It says, the mountain of the Lord will grow and become the mountain of the earth. It says, the leaven will work its way through the loaf. Whoa. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. There's such power in you. There's such power in you. There's got to be an emergence. We've got to come out. Everyone else is coming out of the closet. I think we should come out of the closet. I think the real church should come out. The real church, which isn't a namby-pamby, powerless social action group. That's not what we are. We are the government of heaven. We are a new creation. We are made in the image of the firstborn. We are made from heaven. We've come out of heaven. We've been born from above, born from an unseen. That's where our passport says we're from. Whoa. We're not even human. We're something different. Whoa, yes. Come on. Spirit of might. It's the strength of God. The strength of God is coming. The strength of God is coming. The strength of God is coming. Even tonight, the strength of God is coming. Whoa. Yes, yes. And he's qualified us for it. We've got awakened desire. According to your desire, according to your delight, let it be done to you. According to your faith, he'll give you the desires of your heart. You've got awakened desire for things you've never done. You've got to start to desire that you walk in the fullness and the fatness of his house. I want to leave a legacy. If you can see the future, you could be a part of the future. That's why the cloud of witnesses are allowed to come back into the earth realm. The ones that have sown themselves into the future are allowed to participate in it, like Moses and Elijah on the mountain. They testified and shaped their lives around the future. Someone's got to start shaping their life around the future, that which is coming, because everything that can be shaken is going to be shaken. Whoa. So God will supply all my needs according to his riches in glory. Do I need to fill my car with petrol? No. Do I need to produce my own food? No. We live out of another world. We live out of another reality. Faith is substance, evidence of things unseen. Shakabalaba. Janie's got a great message on faith is a substance. You can mold it. You can turn it into steps. You can wear it as a cloak. Holy Spirit Play-Doh. Faith is substance. Faith is reality. It's heaven's as close to you as the air that you breathe if you turn into it. Heaven's at hand. You're enveloped by heaven. Heaven's around you. So many strange things are happening, and I'm glad of it. I'm glad of it. I wonder what's going to happen. I don't know. But I know that it's changing right now. It's every night, every day, it's changing. Every night, every day, heaven's bleeding on earth. The world is being shaken. Right across the board, they are so hungry now. They're looking at psychics, Harry Potter, whatever it is. There's an insatiable appetite for heaven. There's an insatiable appetite for reality. There's an insatiable appetite for the glory. They are longing for reality. Multitudes are going to come. Multitudes are going to come to the brightness of our rising. We're going to outshine. Yay. So we're in days of awe and wonder. We're in days of awe and wonder. I want to be a sign and a wonder. Isaiah said this, me and my children, we are for signs and we are for wonders. We want to be a mystery, a paradox. We want to produce a response. We want to carry a mantle and overshadowing of the fear of God, which is a mountain that can move from heaven. You can speak to the mountain and it'll move and it'll come upon you and rest upon you. And you'll come under the government of fear of God, like in Isaiah 11, where it says of Jesus that he delighted in the fear of God and fear of God was his delight. The overshadowing of the government of heaven, where you it moves with you and around you and through you. The government of God is on you. Whose body are you? Whose shoulders are you? Connected to the head. It says, let's grow up into the head. The head is the government. There are people in heaven that are citizens, and then there are people that sit on the throne. Let me tell you this. There's a lot of spaces waiting for this generation on the throne. He saves the best to last. Benjamin was the last son of Jacob, and he was named by the father. Originally, he was going to be Ben-Oni, which was the son of my suffering, because she died giving birth to him. But the father renamed him Benjamin, which meant the son of my right hand. And the son of the right hand was given the extra portion, the extra grace. It says at the start there was grace, but at the end there will be grace and grace. He is looking for the sons of his right hand that will sit on his throne. It says, to him who overcomes, I will give to sit on my throne. To him that overcomes, I will give to sit on my throne. He is looking for those that overcome the apathy and pessimism and darkness and become the most brilliant lights. They're not moved by the atmosphere around them because they breathe the air of heaven. That's how Paul and Silas could break open the jail. They were praising God at 12 o'clock, the darkest part of the night. Everyone was listening because they're waiting for this. They're in a prison. We're not. They weren't singing like prisoners because they weren't in a prison. They were praising God and everyone was listening. It says that and the whole system shook. The whole system of that prison shook. Everything got broken off. And they could have walked out of that prison. They didn't have to walk out of that prison. There's a point coming where we will not have to walk out of the prisons. The shaking of the prisons will manifest the glory of God. And it says the guy who was the prison guard went to kill himself because punishment was death. And it says even the prisoners were all waiting. Even they didn't want to escape the prison because the glory was there. The presence was there. Heaven was there. Heaven was at hand. And him and his whole household was saved. Wait. You guys looking forward to prison time? Are you willing to go to prison? Come on, who said yeah? To him who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the house of my God, and he will go out no more. To him who overcomes, I will give to him to eat of the hidden manna, and I will give him a white stone with a new name written on it, known only to him who receives it. Yeah. Whoa. One time we had a breakout on the streets in Bristol outside Marks and Spencer's, and this lady got hit by the glory. Her umbrella went flying. She was on the floor. A crowd gathered, and one of the community police officers came up and said, what's going on? We said, heaven's here. This is Jesus. He ran. I ran after him down the street, and I said, come back. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. I was doing a conference in Brussels with a friend. I went into the train station with loads of people in the food area. I had to have a Dutch and French translate. I said, get ready to translate. They said, what, now? I said, yeah, now. There was like this many people eating. I stood there and said, can I have your attention, please? I am here for 5 minutes, but heaven's at hand. This is your opportunity. If you need healing in your body, come now. Hands went up all over the place. The police came over, and already the Lord spoke to me and said, against such things there is no law. There's no law against heaven. They walked up to me and they said, you can't do that. I said, against such things, there is no law. And they said, you're right, there is no law. Whoa. We saw God break out in that place with miracles. There was one guy that had diarrhea for 5 years. Do you know what that's called? Unlucky. Sorry, bad joke. I'm probably better at being serious than jokes, okay? We've seen crazy things. We had such a breakout once in Guildford, wasn't it? That it broke out after an hour and all these kids came and the drums, and then we left and we thought we got away with it until the police followed us to the garage. They blocked off the garage with a riot van, a police car, and pulled in a police car. They took us out of the car. We were all in fancy dress at the time. Lined us up. Took our car keys off us, took our wallets off us. And they said, what are you doing? We said, we're giving the happy news of the glad God, 1 Timothy 1:11. The happy message of the glad God. And the one policewoman, she was cut to the heart. I could tell God was on her. But the other guy said, it's not against the law, but I wish it was. They think they can handle God? Does David Cameron think he can handle God? Whoa. Listen, God has chosen the foolish things. God has, not many of you are wise. Not many of you were noble. Any royalty, royal family in here tonight? Not that royal family. Not many of you were noble. Not many of you were smart. I'd agree with that. But God has chosen the foolish things to shame the wise, and the things that are not to nullify and replace the things that are. It says we are receiving a kingdom. You are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. I had a terrible job once. I worked for Cardiff Council as an administrator. My jobs included making tea and toast in the morning and trouble in the car park. Trouble in the car park was a procedure whereby if someone tried to steal a car, I'd have to go trouble in the car park, and we'd all have to walk out and try and stop people stealing cars. Well, trouble in the car park. I had a procedure behind my desk called trouble in the car park. I worked there for pittance, but I loved it. I loved it because I knew I was inheriting the earth. I loved those people. One day, they went out of the office, and there was one guy there that had never sorted his filing cabinet in like 2 decades or something. He went out one day. I was so full of God. I was like, I'm going to sort out that filing cabinet. I put it all in alphabetical address order. The kingdom of heaven's at hand. And I sat there just full of, he's going to look in there in a minute. He comes in, he's sitting at his desk. He's like, he hasn't opened the thing yet. And I'm waiting, and then he suddenly opens it. He goes, what the? It was you. It was like, yeah, Jesus, come on. Heaven's at hand. But I knew it wasn't a prison for me. It wasn't a prison for me because I kept going into work saying that the meek will inherit the earth. I just kept thinking, I'm going to inherit this. I'm royalty on the inside. I don't need outside stuff to make me royalty. If you cut me in half, I'm royalty. I'm a son. I've got a kingdom that cannot be shaken. And do you know what? I used to go into my car in the lunch break and I used to think, what's this guy doing? And I'd be praying God, saying, God, I need a better job. But I thank you for this job. I'd go back in the office and one day God just gave me, he took me like Joseph from the prison, like earning 11,000 into a graduate scheme in one of the biggest banks in the UK. I went from making teas and coffees, which was fine because I love doing it, to be honest with you, to be given a computer. And I was trained for 2 years in marketing, finances, risk management, project management, business techniques. I had 2 years of training within one of the big banks. But that didn't change me. It was the same me that was in the council, living out of another world, living out of another reality. The first time I ever took a team on the streets was in Manchester. We did a conference in a church in Manchester. I'd never taken a team out on the streets, but they were looking to me and my friends, and they were believing in us. We went out on the streets, just said, the kingdom of heaven's at hand. And this young lad that had had a football injury came up to us and said, he needs a healing. I didn't even know how to do it. I just put my hands on him and I just believed. I said, be healed. I thought, I'm not going to pray any longer because praying longer isn't going to make a difference right now. It's got to be God or not. And the guy was healed. And a friend of mine walked up to these teenagers that were watching, and the presence of God smacked them before he walked up to them. And the middle girl began weeping in the presence of God. And he said, what are you feeling? And they said, I can't explain it. She had deafness in both ears. I went up to, I'd never seen a deaf person heal, but I said, Jesus can heal deafness. I don't have to have seen it before. I'm going to believe it. I'm a believing believer. Faith is substance, and I'd rather go for it and look stupid because I'm not insecure. Because I'm a son, if I fail, I fail. Big deal. Big deal. That doesn't change anything. If they don't get healed, it doesn't change anything in me. Because I'm burning. There's someone in here. There's a burning heart. The burning heart of the Father is not fueled by meetings. It's not fueled by meetings. It's fueled by heaven. The kingdom of heaven is within me. And it's burning inside of me.
Ooh. Whoa. Whoa.
Whoa. And nothing happened, and I prayed for her again, and then suddenly she could hear. And she wept, and she was under the presence of God. And I said, what does today mean to you? She said, you've got no idea what today means to me. I love it. Glory invasion. Permission's been given. We just took a YWAM team on the streets of Glasgow. The police moved us on from being by the station, so we went to another place. And I said, God, I need alignment with government. I sat in the spirit over the place, and I pulled the government of heaven down. I pulled favor. I said, the police are going to give us permission, and we're going to have a nest for God to break out. We went round the corner by the mall. The police came round the corner, a different group of police. They said, what are you doing? I said, we're just going to release healings and joy on the street. They said, you looking for a place? I said, yeah. They said, this is fine. Do it here. We started singing joyful songs and dancing. Jane was getting words of knowledge for people running round. And it started to rain. And so much joy came on the streets that one of the shops, this only happened like 3 weeks ago, one of the shops, the woman came out and gave us all of her umbrellas. Because she said, the joy, this joy is awesome. So we started doing applause tunnels where people would be walking along like this with their bags and not look up. And before they knew it, they were in a joy tunnel. And we were going, you're amazing. You're amazing. Jesus loves you. You're awesome. They started pulling people out of the shops and making them walk through it. When it started raining, we started singing in the rain. We made a train with wheels out of the black umbrellas we'd been given with Beyonce on it. So Beyonce was serving the Lord that day. Kingdom of heaven's at hand. The radicals are coming. There's such a shift going on right now. I'm talking to ordinary people. It's an army of ordinary people, not superheroes. You don't have to have even have done it before for heaven to use you. It's about coming into the government saying, Jesus, I love you. And you drink from the fatness and the juiciness of the Lamb. You feast on the Lamb. And religion can't take it away from you. A prison can't take it away from you. Laws can't take it away from you. Intimidation can't. Way. Whoa, this is the ancient path. Columba used to sometimes shine and walk around Ireland and whole villages would get saved. Cuthbert, Kieran, Patrick, this is ours. This is ours. They're our grandparents. This is ours. And I tell you what, this might freak you out, but they're actually coming and cheering us on again. They're appearing again, the saints that were made perfect. They're appearing, says, since we are encompassed or surrounded by such saints, let us run the race. Let's do them proud. We honor them by going beyond them. We honor them by grabbing that baton and stuff this whole theology of passing it on to someone else. You haven't run with it yet. Run first, then pass it on if you have to. The Joshua generation were all over 50. Joshua had been in the wilderness 40 years, man. You older people, come on. Come on. Come on. This isn't a young person's move. God isn't ageist. God isn't sexist. Listen, it doesn't matter how old you are. You know Bobby Connor? Some of you guys know Bobby Connor, prophet in America, awesome man. He recently had a thing go wrong with his heart on an airplane. They had to land the plane. Paul Keith Davis was on the plane. He made a deal with God, and I don't know what it was, but God said, you'll preach at 120. So he went for medical tests after this, and he went to the doctors and said, write this down, doctor. I have got the physique of an athlete. And the guy thought in his head, this guy's a nutbar, should be in the other psych department. Bobby Connor heard his thoughts out loud. That happens to us a lot. It's called cardiogenosis, knowledge of the thoughts. It says Jesus, knowing their thoughts, spoke. It's throughout history. It's happened to us loads of times. First time it ever happened to me and my wife, we were on the beach. We sat down in front of someone and she thought in her head, they're blocking my view. We heard it out loud. So we moved. I've had it happen to me many times because I'm in God and God's in me. I'm one spirit with him. Wherever he is, I am. That's how we move to and fro in the earth, in him. That's another subject. If you want to hear more about that, listen to the podcasts. Cardiogenosis, knowing the secrets and thoughts and intents of the heart. Knowing their thoughts, he spoke. Yeah. Come on, this is going to bring the fear of the Lord. Fear of the Lord's a good thing. Listen, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, there's no fear. Do you know how much we need each other? I'm not afraid of my stuff. Jesus dealt with it. If I'm going through stuff, I want to bring people into it. My best accountability partner is my wife. If ever I found a woman attractive, I've told her, and it kills that thing instantly. We're in a plane together. We're co-pilots. If we walk in the light that as he is in the light, then we have fellowship with one another and the blood of Jesus cleanses us. Let's just be honest. Let's get rid of the religious pretense. People come up to me sometimes in meetings. There was this one guy in one of my meetings in Cardiff and he said, oh, I'm really into holiness at the moment. And I could read his thoughts. He'd been sleeping with his girlfriend that week. Knowing their thoughts, he spoke, we're going to be holy people. Not only is the standard going up, it's going far higher. We're going to be a holy people, a holy nation, a people belonging to God. We've got the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of holiness. Arise and shine. I want to be holy even as he is holy. Holiness is beauty. Holiness is transcendence. Holiness is joy. Holiness is a beautiful thing. Holiness is an amazing thing. I'm not afraid of sin. Jesus has dealt with sin. We had a psychic on the streets of Cardiff. We went up to her. She knew my name, Abraham, which was my great-grandfather's name before it was changed to Abraham. Said, your family's from Egypt. That was all true. Was I freaked out by that? No. I started singing, getting to know you, getting to know all about you. She was totally freaked. In an instant, it broke. She was overwhelmed. She said, why are you singing that? I said, because Jesus is singing it. She says, that's my favorite song. How did you know? She might have got facts, but I got her heart. Because Jesus knows the thoughts and intents of the heart. So we went and bought her a Bible, and she was highlighting verses in it with the team. Because the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Yes, the kingdom of heaven's at hand. As close to you as the air that you breathe, you turn into it, becomes the source of your supply. Which supply are you going to pull on in these days? Which supply are you going to live in these days? Yes. Are we insane to say such things about ourselves? If so, to bring glory to God. If I'm out of my mind, it's because of God. If I'm sober, it's for you. Not my words, Paul's. Sound familiar? Because this sounds out of our mind, but it's not. This is the natural air that we breathe. So how do you activate it? Through desire and honoring. Putting a value on something. Do you realize if you put a value on angels, they'll start to move around you? Because if it's got weight in your heart, it's got weight on the earth. Because you're the gate. You're the gate. If it has weight in your heart, it has weight on the earth. First time we ever saw gold dust was because I put a value on it and I went for it because I wanted to see it. So I pursued it in a meeting and then it broke out on a dozen people because for me it had value. Now to other people they say, I don't want it. That's fine, but I want everything that he is and everything that he does. I want a kingdom that cannot be shaken. So the angels started coming when we put a value on it. I said, for me, it's not optional to walk with angels. For me, I want to know them. I want to walk with them. If angels ministered to Jesus in the garden, they can minister to me. If they ministered to him in the wilderness, they can minister to me. If Jacob wrestled with an angel, they can wrestle with me. I want to walk with angels. And as I gave permission for it to happen, heaven started to move, and then angels started to come. So even this week, I had the strangest thing happen. We keep having these flashes of light in the house, and sometimes they'll light up the bedroom, sometimes they'll fly around, and one time they flew around for 2 hours. I watched them for 2 hours flying around the living room. And this week I had the strangest thing. It freaked me out. We were praying just 3 nights ago, and I went to the bathroom and I thought the central heating was on because the heat in the bathroom was so strong. I reached through the heat, I touched the radiator, it was burning hot. I came out of the bathroom, I said, Rach, the heating's on. And I felt the lounge radiator, and it was cold, stone cold. I said, oh, these must be off, and that one must be on. Maybe Josh has turned it on. I went down the stairs to the thermostat. It was off. So I went back into the bathroom, put my hand on the radiator. It was stone cold. I love the weird stuff. I mean, it freaks me out. But how many of you know there's bits of God that are palatable, but there are bits that are scary? I've given him permission to come in ways that scare me. Do we tremble? Listen, his best friend John felt like dead. There's parts of him that we haven't seen yet. There's parts of him that have got to come now because it's time. It's time for us to see the greater glory. It's time for the black cloud. He's not just Jesus the gardener. He is the Lamb with seven eyes and seven horns. I want to see those part of him, says the eyes of the Lord roam throughout the earth. I've seen one of them. It scared the life out of me. I was praying with a guy called Jason Westerfield years ago. We were going up in the spirit. He was teaching us and we were moving and going up. And suddenly this eye was in front of me, scared the life out of me. I thought I was having a demonic experience. I thought I had seen the wrong realm. So I closed my eye so I couldn't see it. And it was on the inside of my eye. It was on the inside of my eyelid. So I pulled out the spirit and I was like sitting there while they carried on praying for 50 minutes going, God, forgive me. I don't know what's wrong. What have I done? I'm so sorry. We left the hotel room to go to the conference. I was walking along the corridor saying, Jason, something kind of weird happened to me in the hotel room. I think it was bad. He was like, what is it, man? I was like, I saw this eye and it was looking at me and I couldn't get away from it wherever. It was just looking at me. It was looking at me. And he's like, it's okay. It's one of the eyes of the Lord that roam throughout the earth looking for those whose hearts are fully his to make themselves strong. And I tell you what, you see one of the eyes of the Lord, you don't look at them. They're looking at you. This has been eyeballed like you have never been eyeballed before. But I'm telling you, I want to be eyeballed by heaven. I want one of the Roman eyes to come to my house. We ain't seen nothing yet. The Lord promised to the increase of his government, there will be no end, that we go from glory to glory. Do you know there is no reverse on this? There is no reverse on this train. There is no going back. There is only one direction that we're going in. We're going this way. The battle is the Lord's, and I want to be on it. I don't want to be asleep. I don't want to be arrogant and think I've got oil so I'm okay. I want to move in the spirit. I want to see in the spirit. I want to hear in the spirit. I want to take my place in the council chambers of heaven. Jeremiah 23 says this, who has stood in the council of the Lord and heard his word? It said it to the false prophets even. It says you're saying peace, peace when there is no peace. But if you'd stood in the counsel of God, you would have changed the hearts of the people. God is inviting a generation like never before to go into heaven. Not will it won't be once in a lifetime event. It will be every day I get my marching orders. Every day I go into heaven. Every day I listen for the voice that now speaks in heaven. And the spirit of counsel and might, and you get given scrolls and you sit on the courts. You go to the angelic chambers. Angels get allocated with you, you release them on the earth. They start showing up. What you look like in the spirit changes. You don't look just like a Christian. You start looking like a member of government. Then you start to have authority, and angels come and visit you because of the authority that you carry, just to acknowledge you, to hang out with you, to come by your house, because you are part of the government. And God is looking for ecclesia, the government of God, not doing church, not going to church. You are the church. You are the ecclesia. You don't get a day off. It's not a Sunday religion. It's a lifestyle of Christ in you, the hope of glory. It's a lifestyle where he can use you at any time, in any way. He chooses, day or night. We belong to him. We belong to another. Whoa. When you drive your car, he can say, turn that way, and there's an encounter for you. Heaven rules. Heaven rules. Heaven rules. Good word. You guys receiving it? Thank you, Father. Let's just stand. Ooh, shiki baba baba. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Shaka kuka maki tiki lepe. Yeah. Do you guys want to just come forwards? Just come, let's press in together. Yeah. Come on, Jesus. Sakara boresiki ende. Whoa, yes, 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 yes. He's qualified you. He has become for us righteousness. He has become for us wisdom. Now a righteousness from God has appeared. He has declared you righteous. He has done it for you. He himself provided the sacrifice. He himself provided the lamb. Yeah. So that's it. Just lift your hands and receive freely, freely. I release you from conforming to anyone else. Listen. You've got a unique DNA. You've got a unique voice. You've got a unique fingerprint. You've got a unique history. You are unique. I release you from conforming. This isn't an army of conformists. How God will use you will be different than how he uses me. Where he uses you will be different to where he uses me. You are free. 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 And you will not conform, but you will transform. Whoa. And I say over you, God chose when you would live and where you would live. You're the right age at the right time. And this may really freak you out, but he saves the best till last. Let that sink in you. Let that sink in you. All the generations that have stood before you are cheering you. All the generations that have walked before us are watching, even tonight. And they are so for you. You are not alone. One message that the angels have given is this, is that heaven cares. Heaven cares about you. You are worth more than all the stars in the sky. Because they're only stars, but you are made in his image. They're going to pass away, all those stars. You're going to outlive them. You're going to outlive those stars. They are just stars. But you are made in his image. Lord, I ask right now tonight that you would mess us up. That you would dismantle us of everything that gets in the way of love. I ask tonight, God, that we would be fully filled and flooded with you. I ask that angels would come and hang out with everyone here. Lord, I ask that in the night, revelation, you'd sleep but your heart was awake. In the name of Jesus, I release the capacity to dream like you've never dreamed before. Buy your books, buy your journals for your bedside. Get ready for nighttime. Wait. When you wake up, you'll wake up to the cream of his love, the buttery fatness of his house. Whoa, whoa, whoa. So, Father, I ask right now for extreme faith. We pull on faith right now, Lord. Faith is substance. Faith, move here. Faith, the faith of God. He's got a lot of faith. Faith to move mountains. There's some mountains that have got to be moved now. Whoa. My sheep follow me. My sheep know my voice. I call you off the known path. Follow me, says the Lord. Follow me. Follow the good shepherd. He prepares a table in the presence of your enemies. There's nothing quite like it. Lord, let the spirit of an overcomer rest on each person here. I give you permission to be the most radical person you know. I give you permission to be the wildest lover of Jesus you know. The most passionate lover of Jesus you know. The hungriest person you know. The most intoxicated person you know. The most unpredictable person you know. Whoa. Daddy's gonna get you. Daddy's gonna get you. Da, 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 da. Guess who's coming to dinner? Whoa. 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 Shiki la babu baba boshuku moshiki tiki 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 bushki dishke dishke dishke. Kishaba boobala bala bolo bolo bala ba bala ba bala ba bala bolo bolo ba bala ba bala ba bala 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 bala. Whoa. 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 Come on, Jesus. Yeah. Whoa. And I declare that the day of the celebrities is over. We are the people that we've been waiting for. Administrators, nurses, housewives, grandmas, artists, poets, people who sweep the streets, gardeners. The day of celebrity is over. We're not waiting for the great man to arrive. The great man has arrived. And he is in you right now. You have got heaven in you. You have got the unsearchable riches of Christ. You have got the gift of God. So right now, put your hands on the shoulder of the person next to you, and together we release heaven. Just release it. Whoa. Together we stand. I declare God is releasing oil. In the past there was friction, but now there will be oil. There will be an oiled company where it will not be competition. It will not be competition. It will not be conformity. But we will be powerful people that are different, standing together. We don't have to think the same. We don't have to have the same theology. But we're going to stand together, and the oil is coming on His church again. It's the oil of honor. It's the oil of honor. It's the oil of a powerful people standing together. And I declare over you, you are royalty on the inside, and you are going to inherit the earth. You are a holy nation, a royal priesthood belonging to God. Whoa. Sheba kumaseke yeke. Whoa. Lord, I thank you for the healing angels. I see them coming in now. Just receive healing. Hands up who wants healing angels. Lord, right now we just say, healing angels, work with us. Healing angels, come in the name of Jesus. We receive the ministry of angels. Whoa, angels in the house. We welcome angels that live at your address. I speak over you, your family's expanding right now. Your family is expanding right now. Angels are going to be part of it. When we talk about the church, it's a company of angels as well. It's the saints made perfect. You've got a massive family. Lord, let that angelic glory flood people's bedrooms and living rooms and bathrooms. Yeah, yes, yes. Let them come in the car. Let them follow us around the workplace. I give you permission to get to know your guardian angel. The Bible says it's your angel. So what are you going to do about that? Are you going to ignore them until you go to heaven and then you'll catch up? That's a long time of catching up to do. I say start today. Everyone in the Bible talked to angels. There's no such thing that says that that's unclean. Don't call unclean what God has made clean. Your angel is a great friend. They believe in you. They've stuck with you through thick and thin. Mine's called Robert. I call him Bobby. If they don't tell you their names, give them a name. Start getting to know them. Whoa, yeah. So God is going to surprise us with joy. It says in Habakkuk, this is a modern translation, though the banks are collapsing, though the field crops are stunted, I'm doing cartwheels of joy to my Savior God. I am counting on God's rule to prevail. I take strength and feel like I'm king of the mountain. You are king of the mountain. Occupy your mountain. Sit over cities. Some of you need to become shields of the earth, guardians of the earth, sitting over cities, changing the climate, affecting the weather. He will teach you. It's not me that's going to teach you. In these days, the Lord himself is going to teach us. We come under the government of the teacher. He himself will teach you. Most of the teachings I share are things that the Lord has taught me. You will need no man teach you. You'll be listening for God in them, yes. But he himself is going to teach you. He can teach you to work weather. He can teach you to govern the earth. He can teach you to be in the spirit. He can teach you how to work with angels. You've got Jesus. You've got the teacher in you. The mentor is in you. And he's asking, hey, who wants to know heavenly things? That's it. Someone's got their hand. I see that hand. I see that hand. Teach us heaven. That's it. That's it. Teach me heavenly things. Teach him heavenly things. Teach them heavenly things. Listen, even as we've gone to broadband, and every 4 days, did you know that the knowledge of humanity is doubling every 4 days? From 1991, the knowledge of humanity has doubled from the beginning of time to 1991. Since then, it's doubled every 4 days. So how many of you think that God might want to show a few things we haven't seen before? Like the seven spirits. Like how to work with the saints made perfect. How to sit in the courts. Whoa, the secrets. Whoa, the secrets belong to those who fear him. The Lord, it says, the Lord does nothing, it says in Amos, unless he reveals his secret counsel to his servants, the prophets. I want to be on that simple, that counsel. I was just listening to Bobby Connor this week. He has stopped 2 world wars. He stopped a war between India and Pakistan because God told him where the Pakistani army was, gave him the number of the general. He phoned them and told them where they were. They moved their troops. It didn't happen. He stopped a war in Korea. I was with John Sanford in America. John Sanford was involved in stopping the Cuban Missile Crisis. Him and another 2 prophets were taken into heaven in the councils of God and shown what would happen if there had been the Cuban missiles had been fired. They were allowed to ask for a different outcome. Come on, this is ours. This is what I'm going for. I want to be a part of that. I want to be where that's going on. I want to be where he is. See his glory and shape the earth with it. I don't want to be ignorant anymore. I want to know what's going on. God's taken me to Parliament a number of times. I've seen things in secret there and been involved in stuff there. I want to know what's going on. In him we live and move and have our being. This is an era where we will know the secret things. Everything that's been secret will be shouted from the rooftops. Everything that's been concealed will be revealed. Whoa, I speak the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Yeah, that lady in red with the circles. I speak the spirit of wisdom and revelation over you in the name of Jesus. I see the door open. I see an open door over you. Thank you, Father. Just receive it. Everyone receive that because I pull on it all. I don't wait till someone gives me a prophecy. I don't need a prophecy off anyone. We've been given a more true word of prophecy in Christ. All the promises are yes and amen. You don't need permission from a man. You've got permission from the man. And having given us Christ, will he not give us all good things? Shaka bumba. I will not let my past determine my future. Yeah, sure. Thank you, Father. So, Lord, we honor you tonight. We say, holy, holy. You are holy. We are holy. The whole earth is full. The whole earth is full. The whole earth is full of your glory. The whole earth is full of your glory. We say, holy. Holy is the Lord God Almighty who was and is to come. The whole earth is full of his glory. Amen. Oh.